the degree of understanding. Yata, development of austerity and penance. Iyate, is manifest. Translation. O King Yudhishthira, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Therefore, the super soul is the chief within the body. The super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. I'll read it one more time since it's a little complicated. O King Yudhishthira, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Therefore, the super soul is the chief within the body. The super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, it is said, Mattak smritir jnanam apohanam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his localized aspect, gives intelligence to the individual soul as far as he is able to grasp it. Therefore, we find the individual soul in different high and low positions. A living entity with the body of a bird or beast cannot take instructions from the Supreme Soul as adequately as an advanced human being. Thus, there are gradations of bodily forms. In human society, the perfect Brahman is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness, and further advanced than the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. Therefore, the best persons are the Vaishnavas and Vishnu. When charity is to be given, one should take instruction from Bhagavad Gita 17.20. Dātavyamiti yadhanam diyate nupakarane deshe kale chapatre cha taddanam sattvikam smritam. That gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. One should give charity to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, for thus the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be worshipped. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya comments, Brahmadi sabaranteshu navishesho harik kuchit vyakti matra visheshena taratamyang vadanti cha. Beginning from Brahma down to the ant, everyone is conducted by the super soul. Ishvarak sarvabhutanam hridesher junatishtati. But because a particular person's advancement in spiritual consciousness, he is considered to be important. Therefore, the Brahmana Vaishnava is important, and above all, the super soul, the personality of Godhead, is the most important personality. Om Gyana Timanandasya Gyanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaudavani Pacharani Nirvishishi Shunyavani Pashtyapta Deshatarni Te Shveva Bhagavan Rajans Tadatam Yena Vartate Tasmat Patram Hipurusho Yavan Atma Yate Yate. O King Yudhishthir, the Super Soul and everybody gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Therefore, the Super Soul is the chief within the body. The Super Soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. So we're very fortunate today to have the opportunity to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam in the Association of Pure Devotees. This little technical subject matter, but if we understand the context, then it becomes a little clearer. This section of Srimad Bhagavatam is about duties within the Varnashram system. Various duties have already been described for Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. And now further details are being given about duties. The Svarnashram system is designed to gradually elevate the conditioned soul to a higher platform. It's designed for the people in general so they can be gradually elevated to the point of giving up materially motivated life and accepting religious, dharmic life. So then now this is about ideal family life, is talking about what is the dharma of a family person in the Grahastha Ashram. And in this particular section of this chapter, charity is being discussed. Charity is an important duty of Grahasthas, and it's being described here. Specifically, this verse is describing to whom charity should be given. In the previous few verses, it was discussed about where proper time and place for giving charity. Now is being discussed who is the proper recipient of that charity. And specifically, in the previous verse, anyway, it's describing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the root of all living entities. So, and that he is the best of all persons. Therefore, charity should only be given to him, the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is the point that's being made in this section of the Bhagavatam. And here it's being described specifically that by worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities are worshipped. because he's there as the super soul within every body. And now it's described what is the activities of the super soul. It says here, O King Yudhishthir, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Now, if you were raised like I was raised in the Western scientific culture, this statement appears to be a circular statement without a beginning or an end, just going around in circles. It says, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. What is capacity for understanding? If you're going to give one word, according to my understanding, the basic most people's understanding in the Western culture, capacity for understanding means intelligence. So here it said, the Bhagavatam is saying that according to capacity for understanding, intelligence is given. So then it also says, it explains. It says, the super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. So this means, this is the Bhagavatam's understanding, is that capacity to understand comes from penance, austerity, knowledge, and so on. That this is what we would classify in the general category of sukriti. By performing penance and austerity or acquiring knowledge, one gains some piety. And according to one's piety, one is eligible to to acquire a certain type of body. This is the law of karma. So every individual soul is wrapped up in this, the karma of their past activities, and they, according to how they've, whether they've been engaged in sense gratification, they're engaged in sense gratification, they're spending their karmic credit. If they're engaged in penance and austerity, then they're acquiring the karmic credits. And according to that, then bodies are awarded. Within every body, certain situations are awarded. Matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha. So this, as far as one is able to grasp it, according to one's penance and austerity, then Krishna gives intelligence, he gives knowledge and forgetfulness, remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. These things are coming from Krishna as a result of one's penance and austerity. So this verse is advising that one should, in every status of this, in a householder body, one should be very conscious to increase one's penance on austerity in order to be elevated, and specifically the process of giving charity is described. Charity should be given to the, says here, in human society, the perfect Brahman is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness, and further advanced than the Brahman is the Vaishnava. Therefore, the best persons are the Vaishnavas and Vishnu. When charity is to be given, one should take instruction from Bhagavad Gita, Dātavyam iti yad dānam diyate nupakārane deshe kāle ca patre ca tad dānam sattvikam smṛtam. That gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. Srila Prabhupada goes on, one should give charity to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, for thus the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be worshipped. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was going on parikrama with his disciples. There were brahmachari disciples and grahastha disciples also. And they were, I forget whether it was Mayapur or Vrindavan or Puri or whatever. They were on some pilgrimage to a holy place. And there were beggars sitting outside the temple asking for money. So the devotees were thinking, the brahmacharis and the grahasthas, they were thinking, well, I have some money, but my money is meant for my spiritual master. So I shouldn't give. So they weren't giving any charity to the beggars outside the temple. And he chastised the householder devotees. He said, no, these beggars, they're outside the temple of Vishnu. They're serving Krishna. They're devotees. They're not begging in some other place. They're begging in the holy place. So you should be charitable to them, at least according to your capacity. You should give some charity. Also, sometimes devotees they go on pilgrimage to a holy place, and they visit some particular mutt or whatever, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes were there or something, and they think that this is, that their money is not meant for these places, that these places are there for their parikrama, but they don't understand that they should also help to maintain those places, and they fail to give charity to the keepers of those mutts. Sometimes we think that all those who are not ISKCON devotees, the mutts that are not ISKCON mutts, that their standard is not very high, so we don't want to give charity. But no, they're also serving the Lord according to their capacity, and we should be charitable, because they're using their money also for the service of the Lord. That gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. So charity to a Vaishnava who's serving the Lord in the temple is proper kind of charity. So how is it that by worshiping a Vaishnava, giving charity to a Vaishnava, how is it that Krishna's worshipped? How is it? Giving money to a Vaishnava means that he's engaged in the service of the Lord. So he's using that money for the service of the Lord. So therefore, giving charity to a Vaishnava means giving a charity to Vishnu. So we should not think anything separately from that. So now let's look from the other side. So now we're also in the business of serving the Lord in our ISKCON society. Our business is to worship the deity. We construct temples, and money is required to maintain the temples of the Lord. So in order to maintain the temple, we don't engage in business activity. We engage in preaching activity, and we accept charity. The society accepts charity. So how is it that we feel that we're qualified to accept charity? If we think that we're a Vaishnava, then that's a hellish mentality. If we actually think that we're a Vaishnava, that I'm a qualified person to receive charity. This is a resident of hell. That if he thinks he's qualified to receive charity. So that's not so. And if we do think we do think we're a Vaishnava, then we may use that charity for the wrong purpose. We may use it for ourselves, thinking that yes, service to myself is service to Vishnu. So we shouldn't think that we're a Vaishnava by accepting charity. So we have to think that we're not a Vaishnava. So then if we're not a Vaishnava, then how is it we're accepting charity at all? Why are we encouraging people to give charity to us? Well, we don't encourage people to give charity to us. We expect everyone to give charity to the Vaishnavas. And we categorize ourselves as servant of the Vaishnava. So as we consider ourselves a servant, so if anything comes into our hands as charity, then we have to consider ourselves as only the temporary custodian of that. And that the Vaishnavas, they're actually servants of the Lord. So our business is simply to carry that donation and offer it to the spiritual master and to those who are engaged in the service of the Lord in the temple. Because someone who is qualified to receive charity is described as stavara jangama deki na deki tara murti sarvatra hoy nija ishta deva spurti. So if this is your qualification, then you can directly receive charity on behalf of Krishna. That if everywhere you're seeing in all moving entities, in all stationary and moving living entities, if you see only the Supreme Lord acting, then you're qualified to receive charity. If you only see the Supreme Lord everywhere, then that is qualification. Also, Yomang Pashati Sarvatra, Sarvang Chamayi Pashati, etc. That everywhere seeing Krishna. So the Supersoul and everybody gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. This means that the different bodies are awarded according to one's piety from accumulated from previous births, and the bodies are awarded, and then intelligence comes with the body. The intelligence comes with the body, and by that intelligence, then one is able to progress according to the to the next stage. So this is the process. We accept whatever we accept the results of our previous lives. We accept a certain body. We perform the duties that are assigned according to that particular body, and we and the intelligence that comes, we use it to understand what is our duty and to conduct that duty properly, and then in the next birth we get a higher status. So that is the lesson here in this verse. Thank you very much. Questions, comments? Yes, please. This is a more general statement. He wants to know whether this knowledge, this penance and austerity, can be translated as devotional service. And those, according to one's penance and austerity, then meaning according to one's devotional service. Can it be interpreted like that? Well, that would be a more general, this is a more general statement, because not everyone is engaged in devotional service. So those who don't have any adhikar for devotional service, they can perform penance and austerities. They can give charity. They can visit holy places out of a desire for mundane reasons, or they can simply be a good person and help someone who's in need of help or whatever. And this way they can perform austerity. And then they become more qualified, then they can get a higher status of life. They'll become qualified in a future birth, perhaps to take up devotional service. So this is just more general. But for those who are on the those who are already devotees, then they've already reached the end result. Someone's engaged in devotional service, then that's they've already reached the topmost platform. There's no higher platform than being a devotee, because the devotee is even greater than. It says here, in human society, the perfect Brahman is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness. That's according to the conception of human society. But in further advance than the Brahmana is the Vaishnava, which is even beyond the conception of, you know, human society. Second.
Is the spiritual one.
that Prabhuji's asking, is it proper to think that that I'm just a custodian, all the property that's in my care belongs to the spiritual master, and therefore I am no one to give charity, because everything belongs to my spiritual master already. I'm just a custodian. Yes, one can think like that. One should think like that. That they're just a custodian. But one should know that that property belongs to the, you're the custodian, but it's meant to be offered to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, a qualified person, is a proper recipient of that charity. One should never give charity to an unqualified person, but if someone is a devotee, if someone is serving Krishna, then you can assist your spiritual master by using his money to serve Krishna, by giving in charity to a devotee. So that's still assistance. That's still seeing that the money belongs to the spiritual master, but you're assisting the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master, one just like one should, qualified devotee sees the Lord everywhere, he also sees the spiritual master everywhere. So if someone is actually a qualified devotee and using whatever he has in the service of the Lord, then one should be prepared to share what one is in one's custody with that person, so it can also be used in the service of the Lord. Next. What if so your question is, what if someone is in a position where he's directly engaged in the service of the Lord? He's directly using it in the service of the Lord. Whatever charity he receives, he's directly using it in the service of the Lord. Okay, then?
So, he cannot think that he's qualified to receive the charity.
Okay, he should not think he's qualified to receive the charity. What should be his consciousness? What should he be thinking about that? Well, he should not think that he's directly using it in the Lord's service. Because one should never think that you're a devotee, that you're capable. You should always be thinking that I'm only using this money on behalf, the spiritual master is actually the one who's serving. Just like when we go to do artik on the Lord, we don't consider that we're actually worshiping Krishna. That we consider that our spiritual master is worshiping Krishna, and that we're simply assisting. So that should be our mentality in all aspects of our life, no matter what mission we have. That I'm only assisting my spiritual master. He's the devotee of Krishna. So I'm simply assisting him. So it should never be the case that one understands that I'm supposed to use this money directly in Krishna's service. Should never be the case.
The problem comes when we have to encourage people to give charity.
You have to encourage people to give charity. I'm just repeating what you said. The problem is we have to encourage people to give charity. Okay, next.
When we do that, and we are directly using it in the doing it with utmost sincerity.
I may not be doing it with utmost sincerity.
So, do I really have the right to inspire someone to give charity?
Do I have the right to inspire someone to give charity? One should... If one doesn't think that he is qualified to give it, he should at least think that his spiritual master is qualified. So he should just immediately give the money to the spiritual master. At least that much capacity, one should understand that if one has been put in a position where the spiritual master has ordered one to ask others for charity, then he has to consider himself by that order. Somehow or other, he has to try to carry out that order. And he has to go, because the asking for charity is also the order of the spiritual master. So the empowerment also comes by that order. So we're going to the public, we're asking for charity, and we're simply giving the money to the spiritual master. Nothing more. You're from Ujjain. That's where Krishna and Balaram used to... beg. He used to go and on behalf of Sandipani Muni and beg charity and immediately give. So that's the lesson of your place. So that's why you're asking the question. Yes, Rajbihari Prabhu. Sorry, I'm not hearing the whole thing. Why what? Why someone? What about...
Krishna is giving intelligence. He's taking your remembrance. So why is he doing? He's giving someone intelligence to forget it.
Krishna is giving intelligence to someone to forget.
He's giving intelligence to them by him. And he's actually allowing somebody to forget it. Why? So what he's asking basically is, by performing austerities sometimes, he gets the intelligence from Krishna, which makes him forget Krishna. Why so?
Not registering. Someone else want to answer that understands this question? Sorry. Yes, Prabhuji. Come. I'm talking about you go outside the door of the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan and you see some widow ladies there with tilak on and mala, and their subsistence is taking a paisa from the pilgrims there, and then they go and they get their few rotis and then they live their life chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the kind of beggar that we appreciate, and we try to be charitable to them according to our means, not the just someone who's obviously not well behaved. We should sometimes in the train you see some blind person walking down the train chanting the holy name, singing some kirtan, bhajan, whatever. Although normally we don't give charity to beggars on the train, if you see they've dedicated their whole life, I'm just going to chant the holy name and whatever comes, live on that, then we should support that activity. Yes, because we're this is penance and austerity and devotional service, and then we become more qualified, and intelligence comes to be able to see the Supreme Lord manifest. So that's the softening of the heart. We're able to understand the presence of the Supreme Lord. But there is Bhagavad Gita describes three different kinds of charity. And only charity in the mode of goodness softens the heart. If you give charity grudgingly or out of pride, thinking that I'm going to become a famous person by giving charity, that doesn't soften the heart. That hardens the heart more and more. So charity should be done without expectation of return. Even subtle return, being glorified or getting some prestige because we gave charity. This is also not recommended. Any other questions, comments? Yes, Anantashesh Prabhu. How one can see Krishna everywhere? Your question is how we should become qualified to see Krishna everywhere. I think that's what we're doing. Isn't that our goal? That should be the goal of everyone here. Chant Hare Krishna, serve the spiritual master. There's no separate process. We should follow these principles. We can give charity to the proper person. There's all so many different activities we perform. They're all designed to get us to see Krishna working in the material energy. And then Krishna will manifest. Everywhere we'll see Krishna. I don't know any separate process. If you find out some quick process, let me know, please. So it seems like it's, far in the distance, but we're trying. Thank you very much. Oops, one more question. Vaman Prabhu. Let me see if I can restate your question. The purport says that by penance and austerity, then one will be qualified to see Krishna. Is that what what did you say? To perceive the super soul. But elsewhere it says that by penances and austerities, one cannot, perceive the super soul. Yeah, that's true. The actual verse that some other purport I was reading that. Again, the question? Read from here. No, not like that. The super soul is manifest to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. Elsewhere saying, is it actually saying that? What that alternative thing?
Yeah.
Or I think the point that's being made there is that one will get the intelligence gradually by performing penance and austerity, that the super soul will gradually award more and more intelligence in subsequent bodies, higher bodies where more intelligence is there. And that and in that way, the supersoul is manifest. It's not saying that by saying the supersoul is manifest, it's not saying that he's appearing. It's saying that he's bestowing increasing levels of intelligence. I think that's what is meant here. That it's not that he's, you cannot see the supersoul directly without the mercy of the supersoul. He has to bestow that mercy. But so I think this is just a English language thing. Manifested is probably simply you saying that the more and more intelligence is being given by the supersoul. So that potency of the supersoul is more and more manifest to the individual soul as intelligence. I think that's what is being meant here. Thank you for the thought-provoking question. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Hare Krishna.